People are driving from all over to 9 McCarthy Auto Group locations. They're driving for the ultimate car shopping experience and giving McCarthy dealerships 5-star reviews like these. Best experience yet. Great to work with. Excellent customer service experience. Come see for yourself. Shop over 2,000 new certified and pre-owned vehicles with our lowest prices and log on to kccars.com for quick and easy credit pre-approval. We're looking forward to exceeding your expectations. Visit us today at any of our 9 McCarthy Auto Group locations.
Let's go ahead and get back into the football and bring in one of the two coaches in the area who's still working this week, and that's Brock Bolt from Fort Osage. And, Coach, just an outstanding postseason run for you guys. You really have been playing football, good football, for the last month or so. You're healthy, you're playing well, and you're back in the state championship every 3 years, just like you schedule it. And I've already got my plans booked for 2021 to go watch you guys play. I'm sure you'd like to get there before that, but it seems to be the way. 9, 12, 15, 18, just like clockwork. Great win last week over Columbia Battle. What did you see in your team last week that really excites you as you get ready to play a really good Viani team?
Last week was probably our best total team effort. It wasn't just one side of the ball. The offense exploded for 46 points, which was very important because we knew defensively we had to stop a very good battle offense. And I thought our kids played well, and we still gave up 30 points to them. So, and special teams was huge. We had some real big plays on special teams, so it was nice to see all three phases finally work on the same night.
Coach, I think one of the most outstanding things about your entire season was the fact that after the first 7 weeks, you guys were sitting at 3-4. What do you attribute the first 7 weeks to? What do you attribute starting in week 8 up through last week? How has this all transpired?
Well, I don't like to make excuses, but we did lose three. If you went back and looked at our depth charts in July, we had three offensive linemen that we were counting on. One moved away, and then we had two season-ending knee injuries to two of our important guys. And it's hard to replace three offensive linemen at any level, especially at high school when they were that good. So the consistency on the offensive line was a big issue early on. I think we lost two of them in the North Kansas City game alone early in that game. And it took a while for those young guys to get going. But it was about week 7 when things started clicking and we started getting a little more consistency on our offensive line. And we started getting a little bit of help, getting healthier. That was a big deal. And I don't want to make excuses because we were in for all four of our losses were pretty close games except the Park Hill one. We had a chance to win them and we just didn't make the plays. But our kids bought in, overcame the adversity, and I think it just made our team stronger down the road. And we talked about it every pregame about how the adversity we've seen throughout the year, we're not going to see anything on the field that day that's going to compare to it. So as long as we stick together like we have, we should be all right.
On your offensive line, your center is not someone you had even planned on having on your on your team when you started practice. That's kind of a unique story with him stepping in for you.
Yeah, it was the second day of school. He happened to be in my Algebra 2 class and asked if he could still come out. And when a 5'3 kid comes out and asks you if he can play football, you don't get real excited about it. I told him to and wasn't really thinking much about it. And then we lost some offensive linemen. We were trying to move our center out to tackle to make us stronger, but we didn't have anyone to snap the ball. And he came up to me in the middle of Algebra 2 and said, "I can snap." And I said, "Okay, we'll see at practice." Went out there, he snapped, and he started at center every week since then.
You don't necessarily – I mean, people sometimes don't take the center for what – I mean, that's a huge part of your game. A bad snap – or someone who has an inability to get the ball back there, especially I know you guys, you know, run out of all kinds of different formations. So he's got to do, you know, like a pistol snap or a shotgun snap or, you know, under center. How much line responsibility in terms of line calls that the center can be a part of as well? That's, you just don't hear a guy stepping in like that out of your algebra class.
No, you don't. I'll tell you the truth. I wasn't feeling real good about the situation at the time, but he did it. And yeah, I mean, you never really feel comfortable with a 5'3 guy out there, but he continues to battle, and he's so short it's hard for anyone to get good leverage on him. But he's like a lot of our kids. He just fights for everything, and he doesn't back down from anyone.
He's just got that Fort Osage in his blood. That's what it is.
Yeah, we kind of pride ourselves on that out here, and we talk about it all the time.
Well, in our prep for the webcast this week, I talked with the Viani coach, and I asked him, I said, you know, I haven't seen you guys play the last 2 weeks. You're physical, but that's the hallmark of a Fort Osage team. You guys have been doing that for, you know, 13, 14 years. And, you know, I asked him, I said, can you see physicality on film? You know, I don't know if you can. He said, well, no, you really can't. It's hard to do. He said, but Fort Osage does. And he talked about how you guys are physical, not just at the first level and the second level, where a lot of good teams, you know, teams that win state titles are good at the first and second level. He said at the third level, your defensive backs, they bring the physicality too. And I thought your defensive backfield's play against Battle was a real big key to what you're doing, and they're going to be tested again this week.
Yeah, and it helps with having four seniors back there that have played. We actually had five, but one of them dislocated an elbow against Belton last week, so we had to move one back from backer that we had moved up earlier in the year. But when you have that experience at back behind, it takes a lot of pressure off the guys up front, knowing that if they make a mistake, there's someone back there that's still going to get us lined up again.
Coach, and it also has to be a good confidence builder when you look out there and you've got Vaughn Young on your defense. That's a big plus also, right?
And offense now, too. So, yeah, anytime we're trying to get him on the field as much as possible, you got a special player like that. And I mentioned it before, I think the last kid we did something like this with was EJ, and I'm not saying Vaughn's going to the league, but he's a special player.
Well, when you look at Vianney, what kind of challenges do they pose to your defense?
Oh, they're probably the best offensive line I've seen on film. They're big and they move well. Unlike most offensive lines, they crowd the line of scrimmage. They're going to fight for every inch and try to take whatever you give them. So it's going to be big up front for our defensive line. They're probably not going to have much fun, but it's going to be a battle in the trenches. They have two great backs. I think they both have 1,800 yards on the year now. And then they have skill, a lot of speed and skill at the wide receiver. So kind of like Battle last week, we're going to have to defend every inch of the field, and it may come down to a stop here or there.
Coach, you guys had over 400 yards of running offense against Battle last week. What problems does Vianney's defense bring to that, to your run game?
They're just like on offensive line. They're good up front. They get off the ball. They get after it. They kind of remind me of us on defense and a little bit of Staley, where they got maybe not the biggest defense, but they have 11 guys flying to the ball every play. So it's going to be a good kind of old school smash mouth football game this week.
Well, last week your kickoff unit did a really good job of pinning teams down deep. And how important is that to make Vianney have to go as far as you can?
Field position is going to be big in this. They're going to try and run the ball. We're going to try and run the ball. And whoever can win the field position battle and maybe force a turnover here and there, I think is probably going to be the team that comes out on top. But, yeah, our kickoff team has been big for us this year. But, once again, they got speed back there. So it's going to be a challenge in all three phases this week.
Well, tell me this. You've been to state championship games before as an assistant, as a defensive coordinator. You won a title with Coach Schartz there. But now it's your team. What has this experience been to be the guy on the sidelines who's making the calls to be a part of this team even more than – not more, but, I mean, just being the head guy of a team that's made it to a state championship game?
Well, going through this experience makes me even more thankful having Coach Schartz as a head coach, because he did a great job of keeping all this stuff away from the assistant coaches so we could focus on the game that week. And seeing what he had to go through three times, I have even more respect for him. But as for being on the sidelines, there's not much difference. It's just all the prep going into it. But once the ball snapped, I have faith in our offensive coaches. I don't really pay much attention to them, to be honest with you. We get focused on defense, and when they're on the field, I get to watch them a little bit here and there, but normally it's more over on the sideline making checks and adjustments.
Well, Coach, I think it's going to be a good game, and the Class 5 game has kind of closed things out the last few years, and it's been good football at the end. And does that make you feel good? Not only have you made it to the state championship game, but you're going to be the last game of the high school football season this year.
Yeah, it is kind of. I like that. It kind of gives it a little showcase mentality to our kids. Everyone, it's it. We talked about it in 2015. I think that was the last game, high school football game in the Dome when we won it against Chaminade. But, yeah, we know it. After our game, it's done. There's no more football until, what is it, next August, I guess.
Well, Coach, good luck. And this is a favorite part of the year for us. We get to root for teams openly. Go get another state championship.
Well, I appreciate it, and we'll take all the support we can get. And once again, I want to thank you guys for all you do for high school sports in the area and all the support you've given over the years.
All right, that is Fort Osage Coach Brock Bolt. When we come back, we're going to talk with our own Cole Young and do our picks with the pros. You're listening to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group.